ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel's strike in Doha has killed a Qatari internal security officer. That, according to Qatari officials, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel was targeting Hamas leaders based in Doha, saying Hamas leaders organized the October 7th attacks and continue attacks on Israel. The U.S. says it was not involved. At a White House briefing today, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the U.S. military informed the Trump administration of the strike in Qatar.
President Trump also spoke to Prime Minister Netanyahu after the attack. The Prime Minister told President Trump that he wants to make peace, and quickly. President Trump believes this unfortunate incident could serve as an opportunity for peace.
The UN has condemned the strike. Newly revised government figures showing U.S. employers hired far fewer people last year and up till March of 2025. Those revisions showing 911,000 fewer jobs added. The White House now blaming the Biden administration. This is ABC News. In Minneapolis, workers at one of the city's major employers and the chain are back to face-to-face in the workplace headquarters.
Tuesday was the first day back for thousands of Target employees, downtown Minneapolis's second largest employer. The company told workers that fully remote work would no longer be allowed. This week marks the start of at least 3 days per week back in the office. Restaurant owners and city leaders celebrating, saying it had been too long since Minneapolis's central business district was crowded with that many people. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
In California, Apple kicking off its new products launch at its headquarters in Cupertino. The company teased earlier it will feature awe-dropping updates that likely includes the latest version of the iPhone, AirPods, and Apple Watch. There are still questions on what those new products will cost in the midst of tariffs. In Florida, it's day two of jury selection for Ryan Ruth, the man accused of trying to assassinate Donald Trump last year at his Florida golf course. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley officially launched his campaign for governor this morning. He becomes the second Democrat to enter the race after Governor Tony Evers announced he would not seek re-election. Crowley joins Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who jumped in the race the day after Evers' decision. In his campaign video, Crowley attacked Republicans and President Donald Trump, saying Wisconsin needs to unite and fight back. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and businessman Bill Berrien are running, while Representative Tom Tiffany is still weighing a bid. In local news, two Green Bay brothers who spent 25 years in prison for a crime DNA evidence later proved they did not commit will have to wait a bit longer to find out if they'll be compensated for that wrongful conviction. No decision was released from the state panel that met this week to review David Bintz's claim for more than $2 million after his conviction for the 1987 murder of Sandra Lyson was overturned. A decision on a similar claim by his brother, Robert Bintz, has also not been released. With the Packers season off to a winning start, the team's ready to send a winter warning out to Washington for this week's primetime mashup Thursday against the Commanders. The Packers Pro Shop just unveiled a batch of white cheese heads made specifically for this week's game. The team will wear its whiteout uniforms and matching white helmets, and fans are encouraged to unite and wear white to create a blizzard-like effect in the stands. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the Brewers and Rangers tonight in Texas. Milwaukee losing last night 5-0, but one bright spot was the return of Christian Yelich to the lineup. Yelly had missed the past five games with a bad back. Pat Murphy after the game.
Yeah, he's on it. It was a great day for him. Came up kind of empty, got him one hit, but he had put two other balls that, you know, they're homers in some parks.
NFL, the Packers host the Commanders on Thursday Night Football. I asked Micah Parsons how he was holding up after just a week to get ready for the Lions game.
Physically, obviously draining. That was like my first game of just constant snaps, repetition, things like that. So obviously I got to, you know, recover, do everything I need to do to get ready for Thursday. But emotionally, I couldn't be more happy, you know, to get my first win in Lambeau, having amazing fans. You know, I told J-Lo that's our first one, and I can't wait to keep stacking them.
That's Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with Sports I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with high temperatures scraping the mid-70s and a small chance of showers through the overnight. Otherwise, tomorrow it'll be partly sunny, highs right back to the mid-70s. We push repeat for Thursday and start to crank the heat up for Friday, nearing 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
And timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. That's how you make an entrance. Eric Westfall here. Good afternoon on this beautiful Tuesday. Tommy James and the Shondells, WGBW.
Yeah. Why'd they stop making music like this? We don't know either.
Bushy blonde hair, serving USA. You'll catch him serving at
inside, outside USA.
Ventura County line,
inside, outside USA.
Santa Cruz and
Trinidad, inside, outside USA.
Australia's Caribbean,
inside, outside USA.
All over Manhattan,
inside, outside USA.
And down Bohemian Way,
inside, outside.
Everybody's got serving USA. We'll all be planning out a route we're gonna take real soon. We're waxing down our surfboard. We can't wait for June. We'll all be gone for the summer. We're on safari to stay. Tell the teacher we're serving USA.
You know, I'm no different from anybody else. I start each day and I end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
Just like me.
Doesn't somebody want to be wanted like me?
Local news and timeless hits with the Partridge Family. 97.9 WGBW. Eric Westfall here. Good afternoon to you. Today, another opportunity to try and score a pair of tickets to go check out The Play That Goes Wrong, a hilarious comedy that I am involved in a week from this weekend. Yeah, up in Abrams. We'll have a new keyword. So if you, it's different than yesterday, and you only have to get in once. So I'm going to give it the keyword away several times, as well as the number that you need to use to text in, you know, throughout the course of the show here. But keep in mind, you only have to enter once. You're not going to get more than one chance if you do it. So once per day, that's how it will work. And I will give you that first opportunity before 3 o'clock right here on 97.9.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
We started getting shot at, so we're running and shooting and diving into the ditches and getting up and running some more. We get to the bodies and it dawns on me. How in the hell are we supposed to carry them back? The captain says, "Give me your rifles." So we picked them up and started carrying them back. We were scared out of our minds. They were still shooting at us. How they missed, I do not know. They must have thought we were nuts. We got about a quarter mile back and somebody had decided, to hell with it. Let's go back there and get the truck and pick them up. That was a bad day. I was so scared going back there and trying to carry them, I couldn't even think about what was going on. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin, paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I wanna hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My dear.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance, that might have been. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, broadcasting from downtown Green Bay. This is Mason Williams. It's Classical Gas. Exciting. Cherry Cherry, Neil Diamond, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Eric Westfall. Good afternoon. We've got a local news update for you on this fine Tuesday.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman with this local news update. The search for a school superintendent in Green Bay, what will be the third in 5 years, is slated to get underway next month. The Green Bay School Board approved a new firm to lead the search at their meeting last night, reports the Press Gazette. CESA 7 will lead the search. They're expected to cost less than $15,000. They also gave some updates on school constructions that are made possible by a referendum last year. More than half of referendum dollars have been bid or contracted. Construction on Washington Middle School is mostly complete, and Star Elementary is starting to take shape. The West Side School was renamed earlier this year for Bart and Cherry Star. If you're in the city of Green Bay, start rounding up your trash now. Next week is one of the city's quarterly overflow collection weeks. That means in addition to what's in your cart, you can also put up to 4 garbage bags of trash on the curb for free collection. That doesn't include appliances, electronics, or construction trash. The Harlem Globetrotters are turning 100. They're coming to Green Bay in December, the start of their centennial season tour. They announced their stops yesterday. They'll be at the Resch Center December 30th. And if you live in De Pere, Friday is the deadline to have a tree planted by the city outside your home. Chances are good it'll be planted if there's space in your parkway and there are no obstructions. You can have your pick of Gladiator Crabapple or Triumph Elm or State Street Maple or 7 other kinds of trees. They're expected to be planted at the end of October. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shali Pittman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
Mostly sunny and breezy today, with high temperatures scraping the mid-70s and a small chance of showers through the overnight. Otherwise, tomorrow it'll be partly sunny, highs right back to the mid-70s. We push repeat for Thursday and start to crank the heat up for Friday, nearing 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
WGBW. Here comes that rainy day feeling again. Soon my tears, they will be falling like rain. It always seems to be a Monday. Leftover memories of Sunday. Always spent with you before the clouds appear. Took away my sunshine. Here comes that rainy day feeling again. And I'll be dreaming
comes that rainy day feeling again. Here comes that rainy day feeling again.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, with a song I used to audition for swing choir when I was in junior high. Yep.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept the lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei.
Things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things.
be brighter.
Someday, put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of our beautiful sun. Someday, brighter.
And timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Your first shot at theater tickets to try to win them. I'll have that keyword coming up right now. Herman's Hermits, 97.9.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took.
She's a lady.
shopping, that's not easy. Well, she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady.
Sir Tom Jones, she's a lady. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric Westfall here, or Perkins, the butler. That is my character in The Play That Goes Wrong. That will be coming up September 19th through the 21st with Abrams Spotlight Productions in beautiful Abrams, Wisconsin, just 20 minutes north of Green Bay, right up Old Highway 41. And you have a chance to win tickets to that show, a pair of tickets to the show of your choice. Your keyword today is tickets. Tickets, T-I-C-K-E-T-S. Make sure it's plural, tickets. And you can text that word tickets to 920-588-8957. Again, 588-8957. If you have the Civic Media app, you just need to go to WGBW there. And right at the bottom, you can click on text as well. And you'll be all set. And I'll read it a couple more times over the course of the day today. Good luck. If you're on Facebook, you can look up Abrams Spotlight Productions there and get more information.
Missing Lou Rugani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
Green Bay, get ready to explore and experience the Old Main Street District. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Thursday, September 18th from 5 till 8 p.m., you can explore a variety of Old Main Street District businesses at this brand spanking new event. Each business is offering you an exclusive one-night-only special with hands-on activities. Some of them involve tasting or trying new things, and best of all, each one gives you an opportunity to treat yourself. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use VolunteerWisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
97.9 FM. Mustang Sally. Sally, now, baby.
Wouldn't mind having that 1965 Mustang. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Your ABC News coming up at the top of the hour. Right now, Jefferson Airplane.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
Timeless hits. We are like prom and homecoming and Sadie Hawkins and spring break all rolled into one. 97.9 FM WGBW.
Summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that all good things must end someday.
to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. And dream of you.
Each night before. dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love.